Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, hometown home and business security company. We are joined for the next 2 hours by Pat Bostic. He's in studio with us right now, and you can get in touch on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And here's one of these texts that's come in. Now I'm picturing Crowley telling a couple of pandas getting busy, "Hey, stop it," and putting a condom on the mail.
Mm.
No, part of the proceeds of the condoms for koalas program will go into actual experts being the ones that do that.
Not you.
Yeah, I'm not fitting.
You're going to build a team.
Yes, I'm going to put together a team. I'm going to hire a crack staff, and they're gonna fit these koalas with condoms. It's a big issue, the chlamydia.
You seem real.
Did you just stumble on this because of, like, AI and Google?
No clue really how we got there.
I know exactly how we got there.
Wait, tell.
You're talking about pandas.
Yeah, we're talking about pandas. And
well, someone called me a pander bear.
And then you said that pandas are mean.
Mm-hmm. And
they're
then,
not.
And then here we are.
Yeah, and koalas. And
very good. Yes. If there's any other animals that have significant STD problems, we'd love to hear about it at 412-928-9370.
No, just don't even. Just disregard the number. We don't want to hear about that.
This show has become a animal STD advocacy group.
Well, someone's got to do it.
Yeah, I applaud you, really. I mean, you've taken up a noble cause.
I agree.
You've done so without fear or any sort of self-esteem. And
why are you pumping his head up right now to keep this
going?
Well,
because I think it's absolutely hilarious, and I love every second of it. I was dying driving in here listening to this.
We can't just sit here and talk about for the umpteenth time, are the Steelers a Super Bowl contender?
Hey, they got a whiteout.
They did.
And they got an end.
They sure did.
I tell you what.
Do we utilize that as the transition to get into football?
I think so. Doran would not be displeased.
All right, Mike Williams. Thoughts?
I have vivid memories of Mike Williams at Clemson.
Yep.
Hawking down Salim Brightwell down the sideline.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I remember it vividly. It was one of Deshaun Watson's, I think, 4 picks in that game. It's at least 3. Salim picked him off, took it down the sideline. All of a sudden, this thing started running down the sideline really fast. And, like, strides were, like, 6.5 yards long and just hawked him from behind. Oh, it would have been a pick 6. Freak athlete. I did notice in the video yesterday of them warming up, he's a little bit shorter than Pickens. Just a little bit. But, I mean, they've got some big dudes out there
now.
I mean, he gives you another one-on-one threat that teams have to think about when they go single high safety, like, who's the jump ball guy? You know, where do we cheat the safety?
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of a different approach than I thought they'd take. I thought they'd go a guy that could play anywhere. I'm not saying he can't, but he's not Cooper Kupp. He's not even Adam Thielen in that regard. But maybe it signals that they're going to try to do more with George. Going to try to move him around a little bit more. If he's going to be a real one, he's got to be able to do that. And that gives them a true split end out there that can take advantage of one-on-one coverage.
I mean, think about it. And Doug brought this up yesterday. Think about 12 personnel with the Steelers now, and you're going to a bunch set, and you got, say, Darnell Washington at the point. You got Pat Freiermuth inside, and you got Mike Williams outside, and George on the backside. Like, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of size to have to cover, or you could just run the football. Like, and with, you know, those guys, I mean, they've built the size up on their offense, and then you have Najee in the backfield. Like that after a while, that wears on you.
I think the way we talked about the Niners going into last year, where when they would play a team, the next week that team would lose. And I don't know that the Steelers are quite there, but you know you play the Steelers after you play them. They've been working on building that identity for a couple of years. And to that point, I mean, Preston Smith and Mike Williams are big, big dudes. Big, strong, physical dudes. And I think you know when you play the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that's why the Steelers are as good as they've been in the second half of football games, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're tired of playing the Steelers. Real quick, memory lane, 2016, Pitt 43, Clemson 42. Mike Williams, 15 catches for 202 yards.
Yeah, and
I didn't realize he had that big of a game.
He did. I mean, he's a specimen.
52-70 was Deshaun Watson. His ass.
Three picks or four picks?
Three picks. He threw it 70 times.
Yep. Well, they tried to run it on a fourth
70.
And one. Tried to run it on a fourth and one and didn't get it.
Was that Blewett who hit the field goal?
Yep. It was Chris Blewett.
It was Chris Blewett.
He did not blow it.
Nope. Honorary captain over here.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Doran. Yeah, Doran was the reason we won that game.
Yes.
They won the national championship that year.
They did. I'd never been around a fan base that was more kind after a game. It was almost like they were grateful that we beat them, ended the home streak. And incidentally, Louisville just beat them on a night game for the first time. They lost a night game since like 2013.
Mm-hmm.
That game was at 3:30. But I do vividly remember that play with Mike Williams coming down the sideline. And I as a quarterback, you know, like even looking at Pitt's team right now, like there's something about having a guy that's 6'3 or 6'4 out there. Just the catch radius, the margin for error, especially with a guy like Russ that likes to float it up there and throw, you know, those moon balls. I mean, there's something about that that I know Arthur Smith likes, and I think it was a conscious effort. I mean, on both sides of the ball to get big athletes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think Tomlin even said something about it a couple weeks ago about Cam Hayward's longevity. You know, he's a big athlete. He's not a big plugger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys that can move but are big, they last longer. Both these guys are 30-plus now, so they got value. You know, they got value. I think they were strategic in that regard. So I agree with what you guys said. I think the Preston Smith pickup's probably a little bit better than the Williams pickup, but Preston Smith is more like immediate help depth. Mike Williams is more insurance policy. I think from, like, to your point, what you're saying coming in, I think they both check different boxes but are positive.
Can you look at this as a positive because of even knowing the situation with the Jets and how it didn't work out with Aaron Rodgers? Like, can he revitalize his career or even his season this year underneath Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a bunch of guys like that. I mean, Van Jefferson's the same way. I mean, you look at all these, Van Jefferson, Scotty Miller, and now Mike Williams, all three of them had their best years like 2.5 years ago, right? So, but they haven't really played with a quarterback that could throw it consistently until now. And I'm not taking Aaron Rodgers. Mike Williams has played 7 games with Aaron Rodgers in totality. So it hasn't been enough of a sample size. And they have Garrett Wilson and picked up Devontae Adams. So it's like he just got buried up there. You know, and then Preston Smith the same way. I mean, they go from a 3-4 to a 4-3. And I was curious, too, because I think he's a big dude.
Mm-hmm. Big guy.
Listening to you guys, like, is he going to play outside? He could play the 5 technique, too.
Oh, yeah.
He could line up on the tackle and play 5 technique. So he gives you position flexibility, which adds value to it. Because he's every bit of 270. You know, he could play the 5 technique and, you know, they had some depth issues at nose tackle. I mean, I'm not an expert on that, but could you throw Cam down there? You know, does he provide some explosion inside? I mean, I think he gives you some different poker chips to use.
Someone yesterday, and I wish I remember, but I'm too focused on my advocacy for koalas, said that the Steelers with Highsmith, Herbig, Watt, and Preston Smith, it reminds them of what the Giants could do back in like 07 against Tom Brady. We're like, you're probably not going to have all those guys on the field at the same time, but you can start mixing and matching, and you really think about how you can rush the passer in pure passing situations.
Talking about like Strahan, Tuck.
Yeah,
Tuck
and human Europe.
Well, here's the other thing, too, that came to my mind when they picked him up. They're coming off of a game against the Giants where they ran the football on him. And if you look at their outside linebackers generally, and I'm not saying T.J. Watt's not a great run defender, but they're a little light in the rear end. Herbig's a smaller guy. Watt's not the thickest guy in the world. I mean, whatever his weight is, I would say he is under it on a game day. Highsmith's not the biggest guy in the world. Now you got a thing out there that can really set the edge. I mean, seriously, a guy that can really set the edge, establish the point of attack, and then allow guys to contain it, as opposed to explosive, fast guys that beat you with speed moves. He's a different guy. And that plus the position flexibility plus the value, you know, I would that's in the A category for me, that pick.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the A category.
He
I'm not
like
sure Williams
more...
gets up there. We'll find out. But I don't think they need him to right now. I think he's got some more. I think Preston Smith helps him now.
Yeah.
Is it enough for Williams, Doran, if, okay, you throw him 2 deep balls a game and he winds up catching 4 or 5 balls? I mean, I think I don't know that you need more than that from Mike Williams.
You would like to get more.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he could be effective in many ways, but I think that even on Sunday that'll probably be incorporated. Like you said it yesterday, maybe even a first play of the game, play action, take a shot, him on the post, and then I was like, hey, have George underneath on a crossing route. So you have, you know, your high level, your low level, and you can pick or choose whatever one is open or not, and you can feed it. And if you complete it to Mike Williams, you're feeling good. You're getting his feet on the ground running, and then if you complete it to George, keep him pretty happy. So I think the deep balls, yeah, like that is the main component to Mike Williams, but I think as the season goes on, he'll be more effective in the whole entire route pass game.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you where it makes a difference, again, from a quarterback standpoint, is in the red zone. When you have the windows get smaller in the red zone, unless you have size. Now you could be theoretically looking at in 11 personnel, you know, in 12 personnel. 6'4", 6'7", 6'5", 6'3", in the red zone. You know, you throw Calvin Austin out there in 11 personnel. You throw Van Jefferson 6'1.5", 6'2". For a guy like Russ, when the windows get smaller, the catch radius gets bigger, who are you going to leave one-on-one? And then if you zone up and cloud up, then you got Austin working up in the slot. So I think it gives them an added value in the red zone, and ultimately, I mean, that's the most important section of the field. I mean, your performance in the red zone will ultimately dictate how good of a football team you are. And if you've got size down there, man, I mean, generally speaking, you're not playing a bunch of 6'2 corners. You're just not. Not a whole lot of Antonio Cromartie's out there that are 6'3". These guys are 6', 5'11". You know, size beats speed down there at times, especially as you get closer to the goal line.
There's not a lot of Antonio Cromartie's out there. There are, however, a lot of Cromartie's.
Yes.
Don't take up a...
condoms for Cromartie.
I knew your head would go there.
That's probably not right. Commanders offense, by the way, just as we're talking about red zone, we were talking about this yesterday. This is insane to me, Pat. 49% of the Commanders drives reach the red zone. 49%. Best since at least the year 2000. And when someone writes at least, that means they probably just got tired of looking it up.
Well, run defense could be really important this week. I think they lead the league in rushing touchdowns, the Commanders. I mean, they can run the football. And when you've got a guy back there that can move too, it adds to it. So they're playing really good. I think they're really confident. I'm a little bit surprised, to be honest, at Jayden Daniels and how quickly he's taken a hold of this thing. But I guess I shouldn't be because of just the body of work and his talent level and what they've built down there.
Don't forget Cliff Kingsbury too.
Yeah, Cliff's done a great job. I mean, he's experienced working with guys like this, right?
Manziel, exactly.
Kyler Murray. I mean, he's experienced, and this guy's clearly better than both of them, and seems to be. He's of the franchise quarterback variety that you can build around. The thing that always concerned me about him is just the injury history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is a toothpick back there.
Yeah, string bean.
It's hard to get your hands on him.
I want to talk about him a little bit more when we come back. It's perfect to do that with Pat, our quarterback guru, our quarterback expert. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net, where people will tweet such things like, nothing like the Fan Morning Show. We've got an NFL vet, a college All-American, teamed up with an animal STD activist. That's right. Darn right. Right now, it's a Charlie Borges fan headline. Someone texted this in, and we appreciate anybody who listens and anybody who texts seriously. So this is not a personal attack, but... here's the text. The combined winning percentage of the opponents Washington has beaten is 339. Almost all their wins were by narrow margins. They're complete pretenders. The Steelers should roll them, and it will tell us nothing. Well, then just don't watch sports. I guess it is personal. I mean, seriously, I don't care. They're 7-2 with a rookie quarterback. That's a good football team. And they're doing it in impressive fashion, both offensively and defensively. And so what? The Steelers would roll them, let's just say. This person's own hypothetical. And you would really come out of that going, oh, who cares? We didn't learn anything about the Steelers. I don't know how people enjoy and watch sports.
I don't either. I mean, an away game, Russ's first away game, you're having a hot head coach who has won before, has made it to a Super Bowl before. You have an offensive coordinator who was a head coach before and knows, and as we talked about before, knows how to work with young quarterbacks. You have a big-time young presence at quarterback. That's probably going to be your franchise guy, and you have a lot of weapons on offense. Like, if they win and they win significantly, like, I don't understand how you can't take away anything from that game.
Daniels is completing 71% of his passes in the NFL. He's good. And so they're good. It just, I don't get it sometimes. Mumble, mumble. 412-928-9370. Let's get into Jaden Daniels in a minute, but we have to take this phone call, Doran. Adrian on the line.
No way.
Adrian, how was your procedure, man? You doing okay? Did you have to go under?
No, I didn't have to go under.
Good.
I want to thank you also for the well wishes from both of you guys. I really do. That was heartfelt from y'all.
Yeah, we're all good.
You still hate Crowley?
Yeah, good question.
No, I don't hate him. He just acts like he's Tomlin. And it's just when he's speaking, give his opinions. I know you're paid to give your opinions, right? But he'd be so wrong, and I just expect you, Double D, to just teach them football more.
I'm getting better.
Because look, to be honest, you have all the energy in the world to be fantastic, Crowley. It's just like you just think the Steelers, like you're the coach, the owner, the GM. You don't understand why things happen on a football field. Like every host on this whole station thought that Najee Harris sucked. It was never Najee Harris, and nobody's perfect. Najee Harris does make mistakes, drops passes, doesn't hit the right hole. But when the whole world knows somebody's getting the ball, they're going to get 3 yards of carry. And it's
no doubt. The offensive line's better, Adrian. But my whole point with Najee, not to get caught up in the sauce here, is, okay, if he's better when the line's better, well, then
he's better pay the when line. We have but he's better when we actually have an NFL OC.
But what did Jaylen Warren do, though? He seemed like he was pretty good.
He was pretty good, Double D, because he was getting the ball on third and seven. And we're hitting them with runs when they're not expecting it. What I'm saying is,
who's being the coach now, Adrian?
No, I'm just saying, Crowley. It's just the way you bring it. I didn't like, and I wouldn't beat you up over your sports opinion.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because you could, and I'm happy you won't. Yeah, it says here that on the phone line that Charlie typed in that you wanted to bury the hatchet, and then you proceeded to continue to kill me, which is fine. I'm just happy that you're okay. Seriously, most important thing, Adrian, is that you're alive, and we could talk ball with you. So it's good to catch up. Hopefully, you keep listening, and we'd love to talk to you more, buddy. Seriously.
Yeah, I'll be a regular, you know, because I actually, when it was all four of you, when you first started, there was all four of you. Now, I didn't like Dunlap, and you like overtopped him by 10 times whenever you and Dorn just got it by yourselves. But when it was all four of you and you didn't talk as much, I actually liked you. I actually liked you the best out of all of them.
Adrian, here's where I am right now, because I enjoy talking to you. And I think you're making people laugh. I also would like to get on with the show and hang up on you, but I'm afraid if I hang up on you, then we're going to go back to square one. So am I allowed to hang up on you now?
No, we are definitely good, my man. I just learn more from Dorn, and you could be the best because you definitely have the energy for it. Like Tony, he has all the energy too. And he says wrong things all the time too.
Thank you, Adrian.
Thanks, Adrian.
We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you, guys.
See you.
I think you're good there.
We're good.
Good.
It's great.
You get concerned about stuff like that?
All right.
Seems like you were very uncomfortable.
Do we pull the full curtain back here?
Yes.
Okay. So Adrian called in a couple weeks, month ago, something like that, and said basically that he would kick my ass or something and hated my opinions, yada, yada. And then someone came in the door.
Oh, you thought it was him?
I had never seen the person before. And Doran said, I didn't know who that is. I asked their name, and I think they said Adrian. So the rest of the show...
He's unbelievable.
He's unbelievable. There's 2 hours left, and this person's walking around, and they kind of look, frankly, like they didn't know what the hell they were doing. I'm like, I can't go to the bathroom. I can't go to the Xerox machine.
There's a puddle on the floor. Just a puddle.
Yes!
A puddle of excretion.
And then the second the show's over, Doran hightailed it out of here. And I went to the bathroom, and he's standing right there at the urinal, and I walked in, went, oh, good morning, and bounced out.
Adrian.
Adrian.
I'm
happy he's okay. He was.
Does he call a lot of shows?
Yes.
I think I've heard him before. Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
And listen, I'll own too. I didn't think Najee was this good. I didn't. He's been terrific the last few weeks.
I still think they did the right thing by not picking up the option.
Totally
I think
agree.
That's fueled him.
I totally
okay,
agree.
Okay, but like your eyes told you and told a lot of us that he wasn't performing well. I think that was the concept of the discussion with Adrian. And were people wrong? Was he performing well? No, he wasn't. Now he is? Okay. All right. Like
he was a durable compiler who would be there for you every Sunday and would get the yards that were blocked for him. And there's value in that. He's never looked this good.
No.
I'm happy he does.
Yeah, same.
People like to do that too, like on Twitter, the play the gotcha game. Like, oh, Crowley, you thought the Steelers would lose and now they're winning. Don't you feel like an ass? No.
Not Nostradamus.
I'm not. I'm also wearing a Steelers hat watching the game. I want to see them win.
Right. But you're trying to objectively analyze
what
could go wrong, what could go right. My biggest problem with Najee has always been the antics at times. But things are going well right now. And I'm happy about that. I don't agree about the Jalen Warren thing on 3rd and 7. Yeah, he's a good third down back. I think he's a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't been 100% yet this year. He has not been. And while that's happened, Najee's gotten going.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't helped his touches. But coming off a bye week, hopefully we see more of what he can bring to the table. Because I think he's a darn good player. I think he factored into why they didn't pay Najee.
Yes, no doubt.
Because they have three with Cordarrelle Patterson. I mean, they've got three good backs, and you're going to need that. It's a long year. It's a really long season.
The only guy that might not play this weekend that we were hoping the Steelers to get back after the bye is Herbig, I believe.
Yeah, and I saw a video of him, you know, they were doing sprints in practice, and he was beating everybody and
bouncing around,
cheering. So I would anticipate him playing.
That guy.
He looked like he was.
We're going to find a lot out about this football team these next two games.
Oh,
sure
yeah,
are.
Patty.
We're going to find a lot about this football team.
Well, let's get into that next. I don't mean to cut you off, but we went very long with Adrian.
Yo, Adrian.
I can't do it without sounding bad. You can do it.
It's okay. Just go back to advocating for animal STDs.
Let's get those condoms on koalas. All right, we'll talk about these next couple of games. We'll talk about Jaden Daniels when we come back. Bill Hillgrove. At 7:50, we'll get in the pit a little bit as well. A lot of it, actually. But first, it's a Charlie Borges fan headline. Text her, because I'm just going to keep it going. Aren't koalas endangered? Condoms might be a bad idea. I mean, it's 50-50.
Dude, you have...
Just real quick. Just real fast.
No, you started a movement.
Right.
This is a movement.
It's great.
I tried to end it, and it's just not.
No, great. It's
chlamydia. Dorney, will,
it's not great.
Do you either want them to die of chlamydia or not be born in the first place? 412-928-9370.
The fact that what's this beat? Is this D12,
or yes.
Is this Cypress Hill?
Yep.
The fact that STDs are being discussed during this is perfect because I can hear like Eminem talking about
all
STDs
that.
during this that beat like acapella on 8 Mile.
You can get in touch with us on the phone line, the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. This Jaden Daniels, quite impressive.
Good football player.
9 tutties, 2 picks, a 71.5% completion percentage is just absurd. Oh, yeah, and by the by, he has 459 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns, and that is 51 yards a game. And we saw, and Doran, you theorized about this. I think it's a really good theory, if not just the fact of the matter. They didn't want from the Giants quarterback running all over him.
Yeah, Daniel Jones.
This is a totally different animal.
Right.
If this guy starts running on you, you're in big-time trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can take it to house. I think they're going to kill him, though. Like, I think they're going to do the Lamar Jackson thing, that at the read, the mesh point every time.
You hit him.
They're going to hit him.
Yes.
So let the running back, clean up for him on the backside, but they're going to hit him every chance they get, and I'm sure the ribs aren't feeling exactly 100% right now.
Did you ever see that highlight film of him just getting absolutely demolished in college?
Didn't he flip over on his head or something?
Yeah, there's a thing out there on X that... It is like 15 plays of him just getting demolished. That would be my game plan. Not like Greg Williams bounty hunting or anything.
Right.
But like,
come on, Doran.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you got to hit them on every play. That's option defense. Smack them.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be putting bounties on people's head, Dorn. Come on.
He didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I said it's not like that.
I'm just trying to throw a joke on him. He's always getting you.
I'm such an
easy
target.
So now everybody's going to think that I'm Greg Williams' bounty hunter.
Put it on a Canva.
I'm dog to
Charlie,
bounty hunter.
Put it up on a graphic right there.
Dog to bounty hunter.
The bounty hunter.
Doran himself is going to pay players if they take out Jaden Daniels.
No, I'm going to dress up. I'm going to drive to Washington, and I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to put on a Steelers like that fake
Troy
guy.
You continue. I apologize.
Well, they've done this. They do this every time with Lamar. And they did it with Cam Newton back in the day too. Like they kind of ended Cam Newton's like MVP level career. I don't remember if it was a Thursday, but it was a night game. And every time he handed the ball off, they annihilate. Vince Williams was in his kitchen all day long. I love that, and I think that's how you wear that guy down. I mean, 70% of his passes, bang, bang, boom, bang. He's hitting deep shots down the field. He's very impressive. Make him feel it. Make him feel it. And that's how second half of the game, pull away, bang.
Ah, oh, you just...
You got it.
There's the game plan.
Yeah, Adrian.
I think this how you like a, that, Adrian?
I'm going to put this out there right now. He's a better passer than Cam Newton and Lamar Jackson. You have to be concerned about him as a passer. I mean, you don't fluke completing 71% of your passes. You just don't.
No.
I mean, I know he's only thrown 9 touchdowns and 2 picks, but like, this guy's... This isn't Robert Griffin III. Like, this guy can throw it. And I think you have to be careful over committing because they'll log you and then roll him outside. Like, they'll do – Cliff Kingsbury knows how to work with quarterbacks like this. They have to be anticipating that coming into this game. So I think that's the cat and mouse game that's going to be played. But there's no question. I mean, the Steelers have owned Lamar Jackson. And you would think that template would apply. I just think this guy's – He's really impressed me. He's in the positive side of my mind right now, so I have to believe he's going to continue to get better. But this is no question the best defense he'll have played. No question.
Steelers 25-6 against rookie quarterbacks. Now, last year they got by the other really good rookie quarterback, C.J. Stroud, but that's a feather in Tomlin's cap. And then I looked this up yesterday. 14-3, Tomlin, coming off a bye. 14-3?
Yep.
Now... Some of that's guys come back, you're going to be obviously healthier. Some of that's they've never been a bad football team. But a lot of that, I think, is adjustments and tendencies.
Self-scout,
yes. Yes, they're going to throw, at the very least, different looks at Daniels than he's expecting based on the tendencies. But I think they might throw through a few wrinkles in there as well to get him off his game a little bit.
Well, that also, that does kind of... make a lot of sense because of the way he was talking about Cam Sutton too. And I think Cam Sutton does bring a different element than Beanie Bishop, especially in the run game and being a nickel.
Yep.
You know, he can blitz, he can drop, he can play safety. You can ask Minka to, you know, slide down in the box and do some of the things he did before and be more of an impact around the ball type safety with Cam Sutton folded into the lineup. And Cam Sutton wasn't practicing until last week.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that he had access to the film. I'm sure he had iPads. I'm sure he was still mentally engaged. If he's in shape, I think that Cam Sutton will play a fair amount of snaps on Sunday.
Yeah.
We talk about Pittsburgh learning a lot about itself these next two. How about Washington's run? Sunday against the Steelers, Thursday at Philly.
Oh.
So here's my question. Daniels coming off ribs, playing a defense like the Steelers. How much do they really want to run him? Going into a Thursday night game, division game.
Good call.
Division game.
Great call.
Division game.
Great call.
So, like, how much do they really want to run him in this game and risk him not being available for a critical division game against Philadelphia, who's getting a lot better?
It's a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see what he did against the Giants last week. We've got the great Bill Hillgrove.
Billy Hilly.
He'll be joining us next. Billy Hilly. Pat Bostick brought to you by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. A big one for Pitt coming up against Virginia this weekend. And we'll talk to Billy Hilly a little bit about the Pitt basketball team off to a 1-0 start. Backyard Brawl a week. Oh, my God, from tomorrow, guys. That's insane. I'm trying to find this Giants thing. He ran the ball.
8 times.
8 times?
8 times for 35 yards.
Why were you able to find that so much faster than me?
Because I'm on ESPN on their stat page right now. I've been on it for the last 20 minutes.
Just waiting for this moment.
Just prepared because you teased the segment.
Mm-hmm. And then, talked about other weird stuff, and Adrian came into play.
Yeah, so between animal STD advocacy, right. I was focusing on football.
Yeah. Very good.
And the bounty thing came up, and I was like, whoa.
I know.
Got confused. And
we're killing quarterbacks and saving koalas here on the Fan Morning Show. Bill Hillgrove joins us next, but first a Charlie Borges headline.
All right, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
It's automatic.
All right, hey, so...
No, this was on purpose.
I don't think Charlie would do that. If Callis pulled it, I would think.
Hot take.
It's part of the rotation.
Hot take. Not so hot take. This is not about the state of West Virginia.
Oh, get out of here.
Hotter take.
It's about a potty for home.
Hotter take. It's actually a good tune.
It's a great tune. So is Sweet Caroline. It's a great song.
It's a great tune, but it is about the Shenandoah River and the western part of the state of Virginia.
I'd rather talk about koalas having sex.
How about we talk to our man, our partner, not your partner, Crowley, but Doran and my partner, Mr. Hillgrove.
Yeah, you guys just take it. You just take it from here, because that was not my fault. I'm going to get blamed for it.
Par, that's a nice shirt you got on.
Well, thank you very much, and you too.
Billy.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
I'm a John Denver fan, but, you know, there is a time and a place for everything.
No doubt about that. This Pit Conversation with Bill Hillgrove is brought to you by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. All right, Bill, before we do get into basketball, because I'd like to get into basketball with you, not how the Panthers drew it up, obviously, last week, but 18th in the college football playoff rankings, your expectation taking on Virginia at home under the lights.
I think you just have to put it in the rearview mirror, erase it if you can, and just move forward. And I know some fans were disappointed, and, you know, I kind of pick up the drift on social media. But the season's not over. You still have a lot to accomplish. And the next up is Virginia. They've had their moments this year, but defensively they're ranked in all but two categories in double digits. So that's probably where the Panthers should be able to control the game. But, you know, you still have to go out and play. You can't throw that helmet out there and say, okay, there's a W. You have to go out and back it up, and I think that's what Pat Narduzzi has to have them do.
Billy, you know, it's easy for us to talk about it and to look forward, but do you have any worry that this team might look forward to next week whenever they take on Clemson at home and knowing how big that game is?
I don't know that this team does that. I don't think they look ahead because – Well, then you can obviously say, well, the last week's performance was based on the fact that they were looking ahead to Virginia. You know, I just don't buy that. I think every chapter is its own, and I think Pat Narduzzi has the right attitude. Go 1-0 every week, and it's time to go 1-0.
Go 1-0 and control what you can control. And, Billy, the team's got to make adjustments, but so do you. We had a malfunction in the booth on Saturday. We had a chart.
Oh, my goodness. The wind picked up my sheets and magnets for Pitt on offense and blew them right out the window. And we were hoping to be able to retrieve it from a fan down below, but that never happened. So, Pat, thanks to your extra chart, we got by. Lesson learned. And in all these years, I'm still learning lessons. Bring two sheets. Bring a backup sheet just in case.
Are you going to use any tape to reinforce this week?
I think maybe tape also helps, because we're getting to that part of the year. And, you know, this not only affects us, Pat, but it affects the players. You know, November weather is a little different than what you've experienced in September and October. So you got to get ready for that part of the year, too. And you know, any kicker will tell you that ball gets a little harder and a little slipperier, you know, when the end of the season approaches.
Bill Hillgrove with us here on the Fan Morning Show in the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Man, Jalen Lowe was good the other night, but it's not just Jalen Lowe, Bill. I mean, Pitt's got guards for days, and seems like they've got length for days, too. Your thoughts on the first game and kind of your thoughts on where this Pitt team will wind up this season?
Well, I think they're going to be good and probably finish higher than they're picked. But, you know, that's still pretty good to be picked fifth in that conference. The guards are outstanding. And, you know, the more I watched Lowe, the more I think we're lucky to have him. And I think next year Maybe after this year, he might be gone. Who knows? We had Cummings on the air after the game, and what a mature young man he is. Now, because of Lowe, he's not going to get that much playing time as he might in the future. But, you know, that you're right. They are stacked with guards. Friday night when we were in Fort Worth to watch Jamie Dixon's TCU Horned Frogs take on the Razorbacks of Arkansas, one of our illustrious donors was in the audience. I won't name, but he said, we're better than both those teams. And Arkansas came into the season ranked. So I have high expectations for Jeff Capel and this squad.
Bill, appreciate your time. As always, you are the best. And just tape that thing down this time, all right?
All right. I will.
I got you, partner.
Duct tape.
Sorry about the intro music. Bill Hillgrove, the great Bill Hillgrove. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Billy.
Not my fault.
I honestly think you did that on purpose.
I would not have done that to Bill.
Or just did it?
No, Charlie didn't do that.
It's a rotational thing, and I don't think it has the title of the song.
I've been coming on this show with you guys for
over a year.
Over a year. I've not once heard that played.
Callis just changed all the music beds, yeah, so we're doing different.
And then he takes the week off.
The timing was bad on that. I'm not even gonna lie about that.
The timing of it played the other day, and I was like, "What is this?"
Last time I checked, it's the flagship station of Pitt Athletics.
This is a great song.
Not West Virginia.
It didn't play at this time. The last time it played on Tuesday.
Well, it's not gonna work that way.
We're gonna have to. Maybe we should get Adrian in here.
You know what? To beat up Callis, it's his fault.
I would like to apologize to.
See,
I didn't. I only see it because in the log it comes up as this sausage is made. It comes up as K
Adam's
morning,
favorite song.
It says K morning bed, and then it only in very very small letters in the top left hand corner will say like a. It just said
you don't have to take up. For
it just said mountain.
You don't have
Charlie,
to take up for him.
You have literally nothing to do with this. Right. This is all the dude in the West Virginia sweatshirt, and we've got issues.
Yes.
So. Yeah, we could talk nice about animal STDs, but now we've got a problem.
Yeah,
shall we talk?
In the face.
Should we talk more about the Pitt Panthers football game this weekend when we come back?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds delicious.
I think we shall. But first, Fam Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Doesn't tell me what the weather's going to be. However, right now it's 55 degrees and cloudy.